The number of drivers on the road driving around without insurance is alarming. Let's talk about this and what can be done about it. Our guest on the live line is Paul Dreher. Mr. Dreher is Director of Personal Lines. He's with Lawley Insurance here in the Buffalo area. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Hi, John. Thank you.
These statistics that we read about in Monday's USA Today, that one out of every seven drivers, about 13% of all drivers, is driving around without insurance. I mean, how can that happen? Are people ignoring warnings that they get in the mail? Because they have to be getting warnings in the mail, not just from their insurance company, but from the DMV too, right?
Correct. And I don't think it's as bad here in New York as in other areas, because there is an electronic notification system in place in New York where insurance companies send notice to the Motor Vehicle Department when insurance policies are canceled.
And what happens after that? Does the DMV then notify police, or?
The DMV does notify the police, and police departments today actually have electronic license plate recognition systems in their vehicles that can detect license plates as they're driving down the road at 70 miles an hour, and their system will notify them if a insurance policy has lapsed on that set of plates.
Okay, once an insurance policy has lapsed, and then a letter is sent to the DMV, and then a warning is sent out, how long does this take? I mean, how many days goes by?
Well, it depends, and many times customers don't realize that their policy has actually lapsed and that they are in jeopardy with the Motor Vehicle Department and with policemen. And it's very important for them to be aware of their insurance bill and to pay attention to any notifications from DMV.
Paul, what's the risk to a driver when they're hit by an uninsured driver?
There's great risk. If people in your vehicle are seriously injured, they will go to your own policy to be covered for bodily injury and no-fault coverages. However, if there are serious injuries and you need to sue the responsible party for those injuries and they don't have any assets or they don't have any insurance coverage, you can be in a real financial disaster.
You know, we read in that USA Today article, Paul, that because of the immense and incredible number of people who are driving around without insurance, that you, me, and everybody else are paying more. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. And it's very important for all of us to pay attention to our own personal insurance coverages and not to cut corners in tough times. That can only make things worse for us individually. And there's very important coverage under all our policies to provide coverage for uninsured and underinsured motorists. And those limits should be as high as the limits that you carry for your own policy. And limits in New York State are $25,000 for bodily injury per person, $50,000 for bodily injury per accident, and $10,000 for property damage. That's the minimum requirement, and that's way too low.
Paul, unfortunately, we're out of time. We have a lot more questions to ask, but we're out of time. Thanks again for joining. We've learned a lot from you on this. Thanks.
Thanks, John.
Paul Dreher is Director of Personal Lines. He's with Lawley Insurance.